I'm delighted to be joined on the programme by Jackie McCormack. Jackie, we're going to be doing a regular spot about the Special Olympics, and I know that there's lots of great work going on in that regard over many years, but we'll have a go and have a chat about it. So I'm sure there's lots going on at the moment.
Hi, Seamus. Thanks for having me. We're delighted to be asked, and congratulations to you in your new role.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Roscommon Special Olympics are thriving. Like every group, I suppose, we were in lockdown and we didn't see each other, and that caused us huge upset and sadness.
Yeah.
So we started back maybe November time, I think.
Right.
But we started through Zoom meetings. So we got all the guys together, guys and girls, got some blood together, and we started having Zoom meetings. And they were very, very successful. We used to have a bingo night, we'd have a quiz night, we'd have treasure seeking nights, different stuff like that, just to keep us all together and keep us
keep it ticking over. Yeah.
Over. Mm. Yeah. So then when we came back then, of course, then earlier this year we were back to the square one again. We were back to doing Zooms. We couldn't meet up in person, and that caused us all huge upset. But as soon as we could get back, we were blessed, and we are blessed, because we have now, Roscommon Special Olympics now have use of the wonderful facilities at Roscommon Community Sports Park. So we have the use of the Astro Pitch there, and we make huge use of it. We meet up every Friday evening.
Okay.
Yeah, for 2 hours. We play soccer. We play uni-hoc, we play bocce, and while it's important that we're playing all these games and it's great for our physical health, the fact that we're able to meet up in person is what we all like.
And the weather has been good as well, too.
Oh, do you know, Seamus, it was the funniest thing. We, in this country, are used to cancelling things outdoors because it's raining or it's cold. We had to cancel two sessions during the fabulous weather because it's actually too hot to train.
No. Yeah.
That was very funny. Yeah, that was very funny. But yeah, I know. But we've about maybe 30 girls and boys that come every Friday evening. And it just depends on who's there, what we do. We have a new trainer joining us this year. Her name is Olympia. And Olympia is from Romania. And she actually played soccer with Bucharest over there. So she takes the guys for a good hard training session at 5:30. And then we play a bit of a match. And then after that, our other volunteers, Anne and Ash, and Maura, of course, and Bob, we play uni-hoc. So uni-hoc is similar to hockey. It's good old crack. It can be lethal at times. You're given weapons to people that can slap you on the pitch or whatever. But it is good old crack. And we have an event coming up at the end of September that we're all working towards. So Roscommon Special Olympics are going to be playing a team from Roscommon Garda Station. So we are really in soccer. So we're really, really looking forward to that. It is a huge area of element, I suppose, of competitiveness there. And our guys are really looking forward to challenging David Crine and the lads from Angers from Roscommon Garda Station. So that's, I suppose, our next event, if you like.
Major event,
We took part during the summer. We took part in an athletics and bowling a virtual competition organised by Special Olympics Ireland.
Right.
And all our guys done elements of that, and some of them came away with medals and ribbons and recognition, I suppose, for taking part. So they were delighted with that. That kept them going during the summer. So now we're working on our winter or autumn programme.
Right.
We always have bowling and swimming. We've always had bowling and swimming in Roscommon, but we don't know yet when Special Olympics Ireland will let us go back to running our swimming club or running our bowling club. So we're waiting every day.
I'd say it's looking pretty good, though, you know, because things in general are easing up a bit.
Yes, I think so. And I think there's a bit of an announcement, I think, sometime this week that
there
might
is.
Give us a clue at
there
when
is.
We can go back.
There
so,
is.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the announcement. We can't wait to go back. As I said earlier, Special Olympics in Roscommon is huge. It's a great group to be involved in. The guys that come to us as athletes, they're all fantastic men and women, young men, young women, older men, older women. And we have our volunteers. We have, of course, Maura Allen that's involved with Special Olympics for years. Bob McCormack is involved, particularly with the bowling, but with the soccer and the uni hockey Friday night. Anne Gillerin is one of our volunteers that has come aboard this year. And we have a lady from Elphin called Ash. Ash Galway, so she's involved with us as well. So we're always on the lookout for more volunteers. And as we're planning our autumn programme, if anyone that's listening, if they want to be involved as a volunteer, they just have to give me a ring or find me on Facebook and send me a message on Facebook. I'd be delighted to hear.
And I have the number here as well, yeah.
Perfect, yeah, you have the number there. So the more that's involved, the better and brighter the club will be.
All right, Jackie, lovely to talk to you. We'll do this on an ongoing basis. Thank you very much and well done for all your hard work, and you're doing mighty work on behalf of Special Olympics. Thanks a million, talk to you soon.
Oh, bless you, Seamus. Good luck to you.